Oriana.
I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, March 12th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Thank you. Member Carroll? Member Herrera?
Here.
Member Messner?
Here.
Member Schneider? Member Smith? Vice Chair Wignott?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here. We have a bare-bones staff today. Item B1, meeting minutes.
Oh, that's right. My seat's warm.
I'd like to move for approval.
I'll second.
Discussion? Anybody? I didn't have anything. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. B2, Planning Director Report.
Okay, thank you, Chair Branch, and members that were able to attend today. I'm glad all of you have avoided the sick bugs that have been going around. A very, very brief director's report for you. On March 5th, the City Council concluded the Parks and Rec Commission interview process and selected who their appointees will be. They haven't been appointed yet, but on March 18th is when the appointments will occur. So just so you know the names, Kelly Barsky, Nicholas Dolawan, Greg Hart, Kyle Richards, Richard Rojas, Daryl West, and Cole Smith are our commissioners. Cole Smith is our student representative. So more festivities to come on March 18th, the City Council hearing for that. And in light of other commissions being appointed, in particular Member Messner being appointed to the Public Tree Advisory Commission, we're going to start the DRB recruitment in earnest for his position. Those documents haven't been released yet, but as soon as we publish those, we'll send them to you to help us with the recruitment effort as well. So if anyone knows landscape professionals in the community that you think would be good for this board.
I have a question. In light of the fact that Aaron's a landscape architect, mm-hmm. And with Simone on the board, does it need to be a landscape
person? Specific position is for the landscape professional. Simone is in the at-large seat and happens to be a landscape professional, much the same way that Tom Smith is in an at-large seat and happens to be an architect.
Gotcha.
So currently with the position that's open, unless there's a reshuffling by the council, it is a landscape professional that we're looking for.
Well, if I could just jump in, it seems like it would be better to have it a broader recruitment.
That's where I was going with that.
At large, as well as landscape professional, and then do some reshuffling. If you're just advertising for a landscape professional, it seemed like you're limiting the field, as it were, for people that potentially would like to be on the DRB. So,
we'll share those comments with the clerk's office, who's leading the recruitment effort. So thank you for your input here.
Okay.
And that actually concludes the director's report. It was very, very straightforward and simple today.
Okay. Review of agenda.
We do have one item that's being requested to continue from this agenda to a future one. It's item H1, the Mariposa Assisted Living Facility. They would like to continue their project to March 26th, same place in the calendar. And that does need to happen with a motion either now or at the place.
It does need to?
Correct.
I'll make the motion to continue the item to March 26th.
I'll second that.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Moved to 3:26. Public comment. This time, the public will have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to this board. Is there anybody in the audience who'd like to speak? I see none. We'll move to nothing on the consent calendar. Sign calendar. Which I think we will handle as a full board in
that is
lieu
accurate.
Of the illnesses today. So.
Okay. Item F1 is number 13-002-DRB, Cathedral Oaks Athletic Club signage, located at 5800 Cathedral Oaks Road, APN 069-090-050.
Okay.
And while we're getting set, if we can do declarations.
I've been by the sign location a number of times. I haven't had any conversations with the applicant.
Same here.
Same.
I've been by many times, have not had any conversations with the applicant.
Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon, Chair, members of the board. Bear with me. I have a bit of a cold today, so I'm going to be a little sniffly. I'll try and keep it short. This is a pretty simple sign application out at Cathedral Oaks Athletic Club, 5800 Cathedral Oaks Road. The applicant is proposing to install what our sign ordinance calls an institutional sign on the existing split rail fence near the western corner of the driveway, entrance driveway. Sign will measure 8 feet by 2 feet, 2 feet 3 5/8 inches for approximately 18 square feet total. Proposed at this point to be non-illuminated. There is a existing uplight there that should probably be discussed in front of the board, but the applicant, I think, is willing to hear suggestions on illumination and then decide if they want to illuminate or not. But at this point, it's being proposed to be non-illuminated. So the sign will read Cathedral Oaks Athletic Club, and it will have their new swell logo that comes with their new ownership. And the text will be black, and the logo will be yellow and white. And so just in terms of some other contextual regulations that do apply, that the sign ordinance requires it to be 5 feet clear of the edge of city right-of-way, which it is, as proposed. And also, I had it reviewed by our Public Works Department to make sure that there's sufficient sight line coming out of the driveway there. And so they were okay with the location as proposed. Also, it's a function of height of the sign as well. So it's a pretty low sign all told. So,
okay.
And with that, I can answer any questions you've got. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to Ken Sorgman with Signs by Ken.
Okay.
If you have any additional input.
Just a couple of questions.
Sure.
This is going to replace the existing sign that we see in the...
Correct. So the existing sign was installed without benefit of permit. So they're coming in and
but it's similarly mounted to the
correct
fence rail there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then is it possible on your overhead to zoom in on the swell? What is the what? Okay, so there's no message there. It's just or is there something in there? No.
No message.
No message.
I'll let the applicant kind of explain that, but I think it's kind of their logo.
Okay. Just looks a little well, I'll hold my comment.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
The floor is yours, sir.
So basically, Brian kind of outlined the whole thing. As far as that branding the swell, what I've tried to indicate there is that
the use the microphone.
Push the button.
The button there, the little green. There you go.
Okay, I'm online now.
Yeah.
So this branding, the swell logo, what we're doing is we're sandblasting that into the wood, so it's recessed in. Whereas on the right hand side, those letters are raised.
So it's just
probably
the opposite.
Right. Yeah. So what you were seeing there probably wasn't clear, but there would be a distinct bordering of those letters. I guess it doesn't come across quite like that there.
And the swell square, if you will, if it is a square, that's slightly larger than the
correct
than the rectangle in height, and that's intentional to make a point.
Kind of part of their branding, and I went back and forth with their designers, and we kind of came up with this concept here.
Okay.
I don't know what else I could tell you about it.
Okay.
Is the I see the color. Is it going to be a gloss, a flat?
It could be a flat finish. Typically, on the the white background, we would go with more of a semi-gloss or gloss finish, because the sandblasting, when it's flat, it really collects a lot of dirt. And this way, if it has a little bit of a sheen to it, they can hose it off.
Okay. I'm just thinking of reflectives with headlights and things, because it's right on the side of the road. If it was,
that's true, but it also is angled. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would be too much of an issue. Any questions for you, gentlemen?
I guess I was just another question for Brian. Has the uplight that illuminates the existing sign, is that sort of grandfathered in at this point, or?
No, from a permitting standpoint, it's not attached to any permit. Like I said, the sign that's there now was installed without benefit of permit. So anything that's related to that sign is not permitted.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't appear that this sign is proposed to be illuminated.
I think the applicant had indicated to me.
I've had some discussion with it. They would prefer to have some kind of illumination on it. I know that uplighting is not allowed in Goleta.
So desirable.
But it is kind of a dark area coming down Cathedral Oaks at night, and it's easy to miss that drive entrance. So they would like to have some uplighting there. But at this point, we weren't proposing anything. We could come back if the board felt that it could justify some lighting there.
All right. Well, I mean, at the moment, there's no lighting proposed with this application, so I think we should stick with what's in front of us at the moment.
Great.
And if the applicant wants to address lighting, they can do that. They can do that later.
And if they don't want to address lighting, then de facto the existing light stays. Is that kind of where you're leaning, or intent? Is that the intent, or I'm just?
Well, I'm a little uncertain, but I mean, it's not. You know, I mean, I guess we can discuss lighting and then kind of continue this on. Or it seemed like for what's in front of us, where I was heading with this is for what's in front of us. It seems pretty well together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With regards to, you know, approval, and it's agendized as conceptual preliminary final, and I would think we could give it final based on what we have here, unless we want to discuss lighting, in which case we continue it.
Is it possible to approve the sign and continue the lighting issue?
I guess that's a question for staff.
The staff report is saying it's kind of midway down the paragraph, the non-illuminated single-face sandblasted sign will be mounted.
Right.
Yada, yada. So I see where you're heading.
The technical answer is no. They have to prove it all as one package. Otherwise, you have to submit a different design review board application. Mm. And I wouldn't see much purpose for that from your perspective. If the design review board essentially says that they're fine in concept with the sign, that might give you some comfort with the project, but it's not done until it's done, essentially.
But if I guess if we had a straw vote, then that would at least give us an indication that the sign would get improved, but the lighting would be continued. And
I think it'd be a separate issue.
Yeah,
entirely.
Right. If you were to get approval of the sign as submitted, it would be without illumination, and you'd have to come back with a separate submittal to address illumination. So from a processing standpoint, I would recommend if your client, the athletic club, is set on wanting illumination, then possibly the board could discuss illumination today, and then you could have the item continued, and you could take those comments to your client and then propose something based on those comments. That's just one option. The other option is to get it, you know, it sounds like it's approvable from comments right. So far as submitted, but it would not include illumination. So those are your options. And it just depends on how important the illumination is to your client.
I haven't been able to get some, there's a lot of people involved with it, and I know there's illumination there. And so I haven't been able to get enough feedback from them. But I think it would be important for the sign, because they've already put one there, and obviously they found a need for it. So I get the sense that, like you were saying, that the sign could possibly get approved. But you can't give it approval today. It has to be a final. So we could continue it with maybe a little bit of discussion today about the...
Well, from a processing standpoint, since that's not part of his application, can we continue it and he amend his application? Sure. How does this work?
Yeah. Yeah,
is that what would happen?
That could do.
Okay.
I guess to follow up some of my other comments, too, in terms of the existing light, like I was addressing Member Wignott's comments about grandfathering, we staff would push to not have any illumination on the sign unless it's been permitted through a permit, through a process. So we staff would push to not have that existing light on, or any illumination for that matter, until it be reviewed by the board. So. In other words, you wouldn't be able to use the existing light on the newly approved sign if you were to get it approved today.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
so.
But it is my understanding then that the lighting could be open for discussion.
Sure.
Even though typically it's not allowed in Goleta. Is it something, a
light illumination or? In general can be discussed today. I think that, okay. If it's the board's wish, but they can give you some options about what they like to see in illumination, if that's something that the board would like to take up with you in discussion.
And we haven't heard from all of our board members, so let's turn it back to the chair to lead that discussion.
Anybody else want to chime in on?
Well, I think we can approve the sign with recommendations of the lighting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the sign as submitted is fine. I'd like to make a recommendation regarding the painting, and I guess what I was hearing from the applicant was the semi-gloss paint would be preferable from their maintenance standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fine with me. I do think that if we have an opportunity to make a recommendation that the illumination be by downlighting rather than uplighting, I think that would be appropriate. So I guess that's where I am.
I don't have a problem with the sign. I think it adds some intrigue from an artistic standpoint. The lighting, to me, would be a very simple remedy. Just run a conduit behind the fence up across the rail, and you can just come with a top shining on there and downlight, and there it is. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that conduit from behind the fence, you wouldn't even see it running on the rail.
Okay.
And you could come up with some type of fixture that would look appropriate, stylish or whatever. I don't know. And there you go. I mean, that's simple.
Yeah, I concur with my colleague's comments. I think I would like to ask, what is swell?
I don't know. You work out and then you feel swell.
I don't know.
Another question for staff. Is there an overall sign plan for this property, or is it just this sign?
No overall sign plan. It's just based on sign ordinance requirements, yeah.
So what is the rule or regulation about temporary signs? I mean, one of the photographs shows the existing sign, and then there's kind of a banner sign that's
I saw that.
That's on the fence at the same spot?
Yeah.
I mean, is that something that's...
It's always been the same. It's temporary signs, I believe it says.
Like 30 days or something.
Oh,
temporary signs are not allowed.
Okay. Yeah. When I posted the property a couple weeks ago, I believe that banner sign was no longer there. But, the banner sign regulations have always been the same. Yeah.
Just a side comment. This is my first contact with the client, so I didn't have anything to do with the previous signs or the banner.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, I would hope that you have an idea of where.
I think so. So uplighting
barometer sits with the board.
That sounds like something. Some
right.
Head lighting could possibly work. Okay.
So we would I could make a motion to continue the item with the comments that the sign as presented is acceptable with the use of semi-gloss paint in the color scheme that's been provided, and that the applicant return with some recommendation for a downlit mm-hmm. sign mm-hmm. For this location.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, when would you like to come back?
March 26th is the next available calendar. We would need revised plans submitted a week before that. So you're looking basically a week away.
Okay.
No, the next meeting would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. 26th.
Cool. We'll have you work with the
So would that be the full board or the sign subcommittee?
No, the intent would be to send it back to the sign subcommittee unless the board wants it to be before the full
I'm
full
fine with subcommittee okay. handling that, yeah.
Are any of the members here on the subcommittee?
No, that's no. why you're here.
Yeah, the full sign subcommittee was out ill today.
So they'll be apprised of what?
Right. That'll be my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These two. Great, okay. Oh, okay.
He'll be up here anyway.
Can you guys share that one?
Sure. Okay, next item.
Item F2 is number 13-015-DRB, Habitat for Humanity signage, 6860 Cortona Drive, APM 073-140-026.
Okay, before I get started, can we have some declarations, please?
I have not visited the site.
This is in the area of the city's corporate yard, correct?
Their current location is. This signage is for their new location.
Okay, so again, I haven't been to the site that's being proposed, and that may be a problem. I don't know.
I have not been to this site specifically for this, but I'm familiar with the building on Cortona.
Same.
Okay. Member Branch and our Chair Branch and members. This one is Habitat for Humanity has recently received approval to of a conditional use permit to move their location from the near the corporate yard over to this address, and they're really excited to get moving over there. But along with it comes better visibility, including signage, and there is at this address an overall sign plan, which I brought before this board several years ago. I don't remember when, but it's pretty good, I'll have to say. So it provides some great coverage for their needs. They'll be within tenant space A. Of the front building. There are two tenant spaces in the front building, and then a third tenant space in a warehouse type tenant space toward the back. The public entrance for their shop will actually be off the back parking lot, and there are signs facing the front on the frontage facing Cortona as well as off the back parking lot. Then there is a kind of a monument sign that has space for the three tenants on the property, and they will occupy the top row designated for tenant space A. The sign plan calls out different regulations for type of signs. Each of the signs that are proposed conform to the sign plan. The one discussion point with in terms of letter heights versus logos is on sign B, I believe, which has their corporate logo for the Restore. And so even though the sign plan allows a maximum of 12-inch letters for lettering, it does allow for 30-inch logos. So they are calling this a trademarked logo as per their corporate kind of size and proportion standards. And so that's why it's proposed at 30 inches. I think you can have discussion about size, but just know that that is a registered logo that would have those kind of proportions constant no matter how tall the letters are. So just know that from a processing standpoint. And then in sign C on the monument sign, they just wrote the Restore Habitat for Humanity, Restore, without any of their logos, which is compliant with the sign plan. There were no logos allowed on the monument sign. And so then sign A is compliant to the letter. So I think that kind of concludes my staff report. If you have any questions on the sign plan, I believe the sign plan was a part of your packet, or it should have been. So if we need to reference that, we can. But I think it's at this point, I'll turn it over to John Peterson with Habitat and kind of give you his spin on it, and then you guys can give comments from there. So.
You have the floor.
Great, thanks, Chair Branch and members. I'm John Peterson, the Director of Operations for the local Habitat for Humanity chapter. And as you know or may know, we've had a restore here for, we've been in our current location, as mentioned, for 5 years. And our lease was up there, and as you know, all the work that's going on, and we have some difficult visibility in our current location. So we're really excited about this new spot for us over on Cortona, and have appreciated the support of the City of Goleta with the CUP and so far. So we will be relocating our affiliate offices as well as the entire restore to this location. There are offices in the front, which is why we've gone with the Habitat for Humanity of Southern Santa Barbara County logo in the front, and then the restore in the back, which will be the main entrance for customers. there's quite a bit of direction from Habitat International on our sign designs and styles because of trademarks and things like that. So we've tried to stay within that and within the sign plans for this property. But we have really enjoyed being in Goleta. We think the city has supported us, and so we're excited to be coming to you with this request.
Okay, thank you. Members have any questions?
Just if you could explain how the signs are affixed to the building.
Yeah, they'll be mounted with pins but flush to the building.
So it's a kind of a metal panel that gets painted and then
No, they'll all be individual letters. There can't be any back, but each letter and symbol will be mounted separately.
And if I remember, these are
going to stand off.
These are non-illuminated, right?
Non-illuminated, correct. Yeah. I believe there's illumination on the monument sign, but
there, I believe
that's
there's
just existing. Yeah, there's an existing illumination for the monument.
Right.
Yeah. Which is not proposed to change.
Yeah. All right, well, discussion? Anything, Simone?
I think I'm comfortable with the application as submitted.
Yeah, I am too.
No problem.
Great.
It seems like
straightforward.
Like it complies with the OSP of which it's a part, and I'm glad you're going to have a better location.
Thank you.
It'll be good. Yeah. All right. Well.
So this we could give it preliminary approval potentially with final on consent. Is that the?
This one is agendized for conceptual preliminary final. So if the DRB is comfortable with it, we can go ahead and give a final to all three signs at once today.
Okay. There doesn't have to be an appeal,
the appeal
period, or
yeah, the appeal period for signs is at final approval.
Oh, okay, that's right. Not being on the sign subcommittee.
This is our
I remember that now.
Right.
Okay. So I would move for final approval as submitted.
I'll second that.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to your new location.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Grand opening in May. We'll let you know.
Right.
I'll write up some permits for you.
Okay, great.
Ryan.
All right, so we move on. Item H1 was continued. So, Madam Secretary, item J1.
Item J1 is number 13-004-DRB, Raytheon Wastewater Pump Enclosure, located at 75 Coromar Drive, APN 073-150-014.
And Chair Branch, if we could just have a minute, our planner assigned to this case has been working the public counter, so we're going to relieve him of those duties. In the meantime, if we want to do declarations really quick and then take a break while he gets set up, that would be appropriate.
Okay. I have visited the site.
I've driven by the site and have had no conversations with the applicant.
Same.
He's walking the door now, but let's give him just a few minutes.
Okay. Anybody know any magic tricks or anything?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to take a 5-minute break, and we will come back.
Longer alone without a dream in my heart.
Without a dream in my heart.
Without a love of my own.
Back to item J1. And I think we left off for staff comment.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right, there we go. So this is case 13004 DRB, and today the DRB will be reviewing the Raytheon wastewater pump enclosure. Today this is a request for conceptual and preliminary review. As we know, the property includes two single-story buildings, totaling 120 square feet approximately, contains office and labs, another 14,000 square feet of structural support buildings, and roughly 500 parking spaces. In the MRP zoning district. The applicant proposes to install 308 square foot wastewater pump enclosure, kind of similar to a patio cover for this equipment, adjacent to Hollister Avenue. It would be approximately 11 feet tall and consist of a gable roof consisting of corrugated metal. The enclosure would be screened by an existing 6-foot-high fence and adjacent trees. As you know, on February 26th, the DRB met and had some more questions for the applicant and of staff. And one question was, you know, was there an existing approved landscape plan that came through on an earlier land use permit? And the answer is yes. In 2009, Raytheon came forward with a development plan amendment and a subsequent land use permit. At that time, the design review board approved a landscape plan for the remediation equipment. In that landscape plan, the design review board did not approve a fence. They approved landscaping and other shrubberies, but not a fence. The intent of this fence was that it was going to be a temporary fence. The fence was actually there prior to the remediation equipment. We don't know of any permits that were pulled for it. But as they came through with that development plan amendment and the land use permit, the Public Works Department said that this would be a temporary fence, only to screen that remediation equipment. And that kind of brings us to today. So I think the message is that at someday, sometime, this fence is going to be removed. We have an approved landscape plan on file here. And so I think staff's going to ask the DRB to consider this wastewater pump enclosure by itself. So just know in 3, 4, or 5 years that this fence will come down. So I think staff's going to ask DRB to look at this and look at the approved landscape plan that was approved. And if you have any comments or questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thanks, Daryl. And do you have those photographs that you had in the file last time of the wooden fence with the pump stand behind it? We could just refresh our memories.
The floor is yours. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Beebe with Anderson Systems. I'm here on behalf of Raytheon Company. And just to review a little bit from our last meeting, there was concern about the screening, lack of walls or fencing for this enclosure. And there was some confusion about this existing fence. So we listened to that. We went back and worked with staff, and Daryl, you know, reviewed all the documentation. And as he said, that existing fence is unpermitted. So we submitted a new drawing where we took that fence out, and we are proposing the same sort of patio cover, which I think there was a general consensus that was okay last time. And instead of walls, we're proposing to put up fencing with privacy slats. And that's we've done that other places. I don't know if you have the photos. We did that at 44 Castilian. You, this board approved that several years ago. And that's what we're proposing here.
The drawing that's submitted shows the privacy slats running vertically, and is that correct, or do they go at an angle following the chain link?
No, the chain link kind of steps across the way it's manufactured, but
the slats do
slats
run
are vertical. That's correct. Yeah.
And are you proposing to screen all four sides of the enclosure?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And this would encompass all of the wastewater pump equipment that we can see in the photo,
yes,
or just the area that's on the kind of the concrete pad, or
well, I'm not sure what you're referring to. It would be the footprint of this, which I think is 22 by I don't know if I have it in front of me.
Pictures come
14
back. just let me have that one.
Which is a bit larger than that equipment.
Right, it's going to completely contain everything that we can see in that photograph that's
it's
above
quite
above
a bit bigger
level.
Than that.
Yeah. Okay.
And, staff mentioned the landscape plan. I think if you look at the landscape plan, there's a little area that, exactly, thank you, that's intended to screen that as well. And looking at that, I suspect that'll cover up that fence pretty quickly, actually.
Yep,
many years.
Okay. And we had said at the last meeting that the charcoal color would be for the roof of the enclosure and
right.
for the posts, I guess, that are supporting the roof.
I don't know if they'll actually be visible in this plan.
Yeah. So the roof itself is going to be a charcoal color, and then you're proposing to have slats that are similar in coloration to that, or what?
Well, the two colors that are sort of building standards out there, this is not the actual slat, it's really for color only, are, I don't know if you can all see this or not, are this brown color and this tan color are what's used out there now, and I think either one would work.
I think I'd vote for the tan. I think
I agree.
I think the dark brown would be like a big tunnel painted on a wall or something.
Although if it's surrounded by it would drown it out.
Well, and the building's gonna kind of a tannish color.
Oh, is it?
As well, yeah. So,
okay.
I'd be comfortable with the tan.
Yep. Okay.
Any other questions from the board?
Do we have a time frame for the existing wooden fence coming down at this point, or are they still uncertain as to their remediation?
Good question. So the remediation is still actively occurring, in 2012 there was a revised land use permit for an extension on that activity, and that is we gave them another 3 years. So.
Okay.
The intent and hope by staff and also the Regional Water Quality Board is that remediation is going to be finished in about 2 years from today. So if they still need to go longer than that, then that fence will stay up until it's over.
And then that's preventing some of the landscaping plan from being finalized? Is that your understanding or not necessarily?
No, so the landscape plan, once that remediation is finished and that equipment is pulled out and taken away, then we're going to implement the approved landscape plan.
Okay. So then in the interim for this project before us, that would just proceed irregardless of what happens to the fence and the permanent landscaping plan?
Yeah, I think that's correct. So we know at some time in the future that fence is going to be removed once that remediation is finished. So I think the DRB is recommending in reviewing this in the right way that fence is going to be removed. And so maybe look at the existing the new enclosure as something that will be perhaps standalone at some point with adjacent landscaping.
Okay. Any questions? Any comments?
Okay.
Yep. Ready? Good with it?
Yep.
All right. So, anyone want to make the motion?
So this is here for preliminary. So, this is make a motion for preliminary approval to be given, and with the same comment that the roof of the enclosure will be charcoal. The slats will be the tan color per the sample that the applicant submitted, and that final will come back on the consent calendar at the date of the applicant's choosing.
Next meeting is 26th, I think?
March 26th.
Okay.
That's my motion.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we'll see you on the 26th.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nothing on the conceptual or advisory calendars. Any announcements by members? All right, with that, we're adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you.